ang ating kwentuhan na papakinggan kahit saan. Samahan niyo ako sa bawat kwento na pwede nating pag-usapan. At sa bawat kwentuhan, lagi kang kasama. Ako si Gab Humilde Villegas at ito ang Kwentuhang Random, the podcast. Good day! Welcome sa isa namang edisyon ng ating kwentuhan kung saan pag-uusapan natin ngayon ang situationships. Welcome dito sa Kwentuhang Random, the podcast, wherein pag-uusapan natin ngayon, for sure it is, nakikita ko rin siyang trend among Generation Z, wherein dating is now not being labeled. And to further discuss this topic, Ms. Jeanette Valenciano is a relationship coach, joins us here today to talk about this. Hello, Ms. Jeanette. Welcome po.
Hello. Good afternoon. Thank you once again for having me on your show.
Okay. Ms. Jeanette, ano yung masasabi nyo on the difference between relationship and situationship?
Actually, when you think about it, what do you call this? Situationships is a kind of relationship, though syempre it's very different from what we know to be, what do you call this, dating exclusively, okay, or being in a committed relationship. Okay, from what I understand, it's very similar to the idea of mutual understanding. This is something that I think people from my generation, from the millennial generation, have come to know. Actually, I think pati Gen X. So from what I understand with mutual understanding, it's really more of hindi pa kayo sigurado, like either party is still not sure of what they are, that they're not exactly in a committed relationship, but you know, they're okay with that because pinag-usapan na siya. There are boundaries, there are napag-usapan na yung boundaries and needs ng bawat isa, and they're okay with that, but only up to a certain period, because at some point, let's say for example one of the parties is feel that they need to have their emotional needs met a bit more, you know, at some point it will come to a head. And that's at least from when I was still younger, that's what I understand what mutual understanding was. Now with a situation, it's really more of that, but walang pinag-usapan. And that is where it makes it trickier and more difficult. Kasi ang nangyayari is halos parang walang consent na nangyayari on one party. So what happens is, I would actually kind of like to, what do you call this, correct one idea about situationships. It's not so much that people go, oh, you know, let's get into a situationship because it's easy for us, etc., etc. No, it's really more of, dude, you're in a situationship. That's what friends tell you. Or when you go, oh my God, I am actually in a situationship. Oh, Jesus. You know, yeah. So it's really much less na it's something that the two people agree on. And it's more of people kind of discover, much to their chagrin or much to their regret, that they're in one. So I just need to get that out there. If it's going to be something mutual, then that's a different thing, okay? If it's going to be something mutual, then that's a different thing. However, like I said, at some point, one party or both parties might end up feeling, you know what, I need to get my boundaries and my emotional needs out there more, you know? Kasi if this is not serving me, or this is not serving either of us, it's not working out for us. So there, that's what I've observed definitely from a lot of my clients.
Tingin niyo po, paano po masasabi ng isang katulad ko, or if anyone who is in a nasa dating stage, na siya po ay nasa situationship po, aside from the fact na there is no label between them?
Wow. You know what? That's a great question. From what I'm observing, okay? So aside from like what you said, there is no label on the relationship. You are not sure what you are, okay? There are, number one, another things that will help you spot that you're in a relationship. There are no long-term plans. So, and when I say long-term plans, hindi yung next week ano na kayo. When I say long-term plans, hindi pa napapag-usapan na what are we gonna be next year? What are we gonna gonna be in 5 years time? Where are we gonna be in 10 years time even, you know? Another thing na you can be sure na you're in a situationship, your dating partner is seeing other people, you know, or it's and you're technically not allowed to get mad about it kasi nga wala kayong label eh. So if they're free to see other people, you know, or rather if wala kayong label that, or wala kayong exclusivity, wala kayong napag-usapan, they're free to see other people, okay? Or this is something that I've noticed a lot of my clients, a lot of my local clients, a lot of my Filipino clients feel very hurt about. They are not introduced to friends or family. Parang tinatago lang sila. And or I've had certain clients say na parang, bakit ganun po? Pag kaming dalawa, masaya naman, pero it often feels like sinisilid ako or dinalagay ako sa toy box pag tapos na kami. And they don't mention us to their friends, they don't mention us to our family. Parang, what do you call this? Secret lang ako. Masakit yun for me, you know. Another sign too that is there in that your partner, the other person is inconsistent. On certain days they will shower you with affection or gifts. Sometimes it's called love bombing, okay? And there are times na wala. It's either wala kang makukuha text or tawag from them or i-deny ka, you know? And this is, I think, one of the most painful is they are emotionally unavailable. So I've heard from a lot of my clients na, say for example, when the other person needs them for validation, needs them for emotional support, whether, oh my God, yung presentation ko nag-tank, or oh no, my family is like this, like that to me, etc., etc. They'll run to this person, they'll run to their situationship, quote unquote, looking for emotional validation, looking for emotional comfort, and so on and so forth. Pero pag wala na, pag tapos na, pag nakuha na nila yung kailangan nila, wala na, bachi na. When it's the other person's turn to need emotional comfort, emotional safe, emotional validation, that person is gone, you know? So this is one thing. And it's not just because, oh, wala kasi label and so on and so forth. I think it's really more because hindi napag-usapan yung emotional needs and kung what yeah, essentially emotional needs and what your boundaries are. So yeah, at least that's what I've been observing with a lot of my clients. And when I do ask them about this, na have you napag-usapan na ba ninyo, na have you told this per your this other person what you need in a relationship, or at least what you need, what kind of what you need from them emotionally, and so on and so forth. Takot sila. That's one thing that I've observed. They're scared. And I know that it is scary because a lot of times, a lot of my clients say, what if I bring this up with them and that scares them off because they don't want to commit? You know, then this tells us that they were not emotionally ready to be there with you from the very beginning, you know? So, okay, but before I get out of my depth here, before I go into other topics, does that answer your question, Gab?
Miss Jeanette, is there any benefits or tsaka meron din po bang setbacks of being in a situationship?
That's a great question. Pros and cons. Excuse me. I think there are pros, but only to one partner. Okay, only to one partner. And that already tells me that this is not fair, you know. Number one, definitely in a sense, if you're going to be the person who insists on being on not having that commitment, in a sense that person will end up enjoying it's funny kasi that person will end up enjoying the benefits of being person B's partner. Like, what are the good things that this person B can bring to them? Is it aside from emotional satisfaction, aside from a good time, is it great sex, is it sometimes even connections? Because that can happen in some situationships, that people get into situationships, no, correction, that people lead the other person on into a situationship to get connections that can help them with work, that can help them get promoted, you know, or get into another industry. Sometimes that can happen, or that has been known to happen, you know. Is it because of money, you know? There are a lot of things that can happen in there. And do others, what do you call this, these can be great bonuses. uno says. However, is it fair to the other person? What is that other person getting out of this? You know? I mean, maybe it's companionship. Maybe it's arm candy. I don't know. However, at some point, there's definitely an imbalance in the kind of relationship or emotional satisfaction that can be had from this. Kung napag-usapan siya in the beginning, maybe pwede. But that's called sugaring. That's a different thing altogether, okay? That is called sugaring, and that, I'm not sure if we can touch on that right if we're for this program. However, yeah, if it's going to be a matter of if we're going to talk about a mutual, consensual, emotionally viable relationship, I don't sincerely see any other pros to this. Maybe the cons can be, yeah, what exactly do you, how do you explain each other, how do you explain you hanging out with this other person, you know, to other people in a way that is helpful? Kaya ba ng konsensya mo? That's the next question. I also want to assert that this is very different, or rather, this whole situationship thing is very different from being in a polyamorous relationship. I've actually, to prepare for our talk, I've taken the liberty of asking some of my polyamorous friends, what's it like? What's a situationship like for them? It's a case-to-case basis, okay? In a polyamorous relationship, kasi napag-usapan na nila beforehand na I'm into you, you're into me, and you tell me that you're into this other person, and the two of you are in a committed relationship, and we can also be in a committed relationship, and everyone is okay with that. And it's very, very important na everyone is okay with it, because let's say, for example, in a situationship, what could happen is party. So you have party A, party B. Okay, party B gets into a situationship with somebody else, and that somebody else ends up enjoying the benefits again of having that of partner B as, what do you call this, as a quote, a fling or what have you. However, what happens is, remember, partner A is not consenting to this. Kasi nga, it's not just walang label. Kasi parang hindi, when a situationship happens, hindi yan napag-usapan. So there's a good chance that partner A will not like what's happening. So it's either the relationship gets cut, or if partner A is incredibly, incredibly long-suffering, you know, God go with this person, my God, they have the patience of a saint. There's a chance that they will try to rediscuss the boundaries and what it means to be committed to each other. But from what I understand, is usually ang nangyayari is either the situationship gets cut, or let's say for example, alam nila kung yung tao, maybe they'll accept the person as another committed member of the polycule. However, each polycule's rules are going to vary from case to case. So, that was just an extra.
Of being in a situationship, paano yung boundaries na sineset on that? Kasi for sure, may mga nagde-date na sometimes they didn't know what are their boundaries, and sometimes parang hindi siya malinaw. So, ano po yung mga boundaries na dapat nilang iset once they are in a situationship?
Excellent question. I think it really verges on what are the personal boundaries of each person. And this is why it's so important to communicate this. It's not easy. Mahirap siya. Pero kailangan talaga. Kailangan gawin. Now, with boundaries, I think one misconception about boundaries is, ops, hanggang dito lang. Or, oh, pag nilampas mo yan, bad na yan. That's not necessarily the case. A boundary is not something you set for the other person to follow, but it's something that you set for yourself. Okay? I think we, more or less majority of us, and maybe a number of your listeners are aware of what went down with I hope I am getting my celebrity name with the issue around Seth Green's ex-girlfriend, and yung nilik ng ex niya na the quote-unquote boundaries that he set for her. But here's the thing, what he did was, what do you call this, what he did kasi, he did not, it's not so much that the girl did not honor his boundaries. Because if those were his boundaries, he would have been, what do you call this? He would have been following that for himself. Pero yung ginawa kasi niya, and this is why it's not cool to use, what do you call this, psychology terms para bakurin yung isang tao or to force somebody else to follow them. That's not cool. What he essentially did was muddy the waters. I'm sorry, I'm digressing. Let's go back to boundaries. So boundaries are things you set for yourself that you yourself follow. Okay, let's say for example you're going to family dinner na medyo bad trip yung isang ninang mo, okay, because the ninang bad mouths you or bad mouths your kids even, you know, or makes your kids feel terrible by not respecting their wishes. Okay. Now, if you go, Nina, from this point onward, you're not gonna do this, you're not gonna do that, you're not gonna speak to my kids this way. That is because I feel offended. Okay, that's great. That's expressing your wishes, but that's not exactly setting a boundary. Because and there's a very good chance that Ninang is gonna do the same thing at the next family dinner. Now, what is setting a boundary? Setting a boundary is you expressing that if X happens, I am gonna do Y. Okay. So essentially, what if we go back to that Ninang scenario? One great way that you can set a boundary is, Ninang, if you badmouth my kids again, or if you do not respect my kids' wishes again, or if you talk about this topic again, I'm sorry, I am leaving dinner. I'm cutting my time short with the family next time, you know? And if the Ninang does that again, you walk. And that is very, very important. You have to be firm. You have to be firm and clear about what you are willing to do, okay? And it's not so much that you're punishing the other person. No, it is you essentially removing yourself from the equation. So, and take note, you are not, this is the, when you express the consequence of what happens, it is not so much that you're doing this to punish the other person, but you are also acknowledging that, you know what, I have no right to control you, to control your behavior around the situation. So the next, so the best thing I can do, the most thing I can do when being in my power is removing myself from the situation. So the same thing works in relationships, and the same thing works in friendships. Honestly, if possible, the same thing needs to gosh darn work in work, you know? And this is why we have HR. So, but going back, yeah, it really depends on what each person's boundaries are. So let's see, for example, one client of mine, funnily enough, she and I got to talk last night. She and this guy had been dating for a month, and the boundary that she set was, hey, I would really appreciate it if you and I just call up at the end of the day, you know, and talk on the phone. I'd prefer that you don't text me during work because it's really distracting. And I'm going to probably, there's a good chance that I'm going to ignore your texts or not want to talk if you keep texting me at work time. So she had already set her boundary na, if you keep texting me at work time, hindi ko, i-ignore ko yan, you know? And if this keeps happening, I'd really rather not cut, what do you call this, reduce our call time or X, okay? Kasi it hasn't gotten that bad pa naman. So far, the other guy, the guy that she was seeing, obeyed her wishes naman. But that can be one example, okay? Na, what do you call this, it's either if you keep texting, if there's a chance that if the texts keep coming, I will be forced to put the phone on silent or even, you know, put you on mute if this happens. So again, there is, what do you call this? The condition, well, not the condition, the boundary set and then the consequence. And the consequence needs to have a follow through. So the same thing works for situationships. And usually once both parties talk about their boundaries, talk about their needs, the situationship vanishes. And what gets replaced? It can be replaced by a healthy casual dating. By healthy casual dating. Now, you're not a situationship. You're now casually dating. Which is absolutely fine, okay? Which is absolutely fine. In a sense, when you think about it, it's also no labels. You're free to see each other, to see other people, you know? There is a mutual understanding that, hey, I'm into you, you're into me. I get that we're still kind of feeling around other people and kind of seeing each other, but at some point we're going to probably decide on where we go from this point forward. So pinag-usapan siya. So there is mutual respect, there is mutual consent. So yeah, I think what happens is the situationship with maturity steps in something better, something that has that ensures each person has a firm hold or has a firm understanding of what's what, you know, what's mas klaro sa isa't isa.
Kung halimbawa you are in a situationship, then one of you or pwede rin kakaroon ng selos, of course di naman may iwasan yon. So how to deal with it? Paano yung approach na dapat gawin ng mga taong nasa relationship?
Honestly, talk about it. Period. Talk about it. Because if, let's say, for example, any sort of celos, okay, any sort of celos, this tells me that there is a boundary getting crossed. Whether or not it's acknowledged, there is a boundary getting crossed. But what happens is, okay, the boundary is crossed, but does the other person know about it, right? So this is why I know that it's very hard, or it's awkward, or it's even kind of painful or scary even to talk about what your needs and your kasi it still boils down to that. Eh. You guys have to come around and talk about what you need from the other person, what your own boundaries are, and what you are willing to be open about. You know, and it has to come from both parties. Hindi pwedeng one-sided lang siya. Because in this sort of thing, it's ideal na that you guys, or at least both parties, have to be upfront and be clear about what you both need and are looking for in this sort of thing. You know, it has to work for both parties. If not, there's nothing that you'll be able to work with, you know? Yeah. So let me see. Yeah. I sincerely think that you guys have to talk it out, you know, and listen. That's so important. Hindi pwede yung okay, pero you're only listening with half an ear. Hindi pwede yun. It's best that you are present, you are fully present, and just so that you know what you can say yes to and what you cannot give your complete yes to, you know, because it needs to be fair, not just to you, but it also needs to be fair to the other person. So, and from there, you can take your situationship to something much firmer, to something that is more mutually respectful. Whether that means that the two of you start, what do you call this, start dating casually, or become a bit more exclusive, or the two of you decide, yeah, this is not gonna work for us. Maybe let's not do this.
Meron akong pang last question, pero dun na sa pinakauling part ng program natin. And this time, bibigyan daan naman natin itong sharing session kung saan meron tayong mga kasama dito who experience of being in a situationship, and some of them here are also recently or currently in a situationship. So, para dun sa mga nandito sa Zoom ngayon, pwede tayong magpakilala isa-isa, and it's time for our sharing kung ano yung mga na-experience ninyo of being in a situationship. So, let's start with, siguro with the everyone. Oldest here in the group.
Whoever feels the need to. Hello, Miss Monique.
Grabe siya. Oldest talaga. Okay lang. Hi! Teka, I'm gonna show myself real quick. Sorry. Hi!
Amazing. Everyone. Hi! Very lovely to see you.
Hi! I'm Monica. I'm currently in the mall with my toddler.
Sweetheart.
Meron kaming birthday party na pupuntahan, so I'm just gonna turn the video off para hindi kayo ma-distract.
Not a problem.
So,
very lovely to meet you.
Yes po, Ma'am Jonna, very very insightful yung mga naging discussion mo kanina, kasi at least may label na pala yung nangyari. So ano po, quick sharing lang, this happened before I met my husband. Barely, I was given the privilege to teach in a local college. Tapos, towards the end of contact namin, I met him. Okay. Itago natin siya sa pangalang Andrew.
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm. Yung talaga yung pangalan.
That's fine.
So yun, so si Andrew, ano siya, so ibang subject kasi yung tinuturo niya from mine. So hindi kami talaga nagkaroon ng chance na mag-connect. So nung nagtanong ng OTS. Tapos nung nag-meet kami, as in graduation na. Tapos nagkatuklasan kami na yung parents namin ay friends nung elementary kasi we live in the same town. Hindi lang kami talaga nagkaroon ng chance to connect. Tapos, from then, nung una, magkakasama kaming lumakad ng mga friends ko na instructors din, hanggang sa naging dalawa na lang kami. So, hindi naman, I think I was 24.
Okay.
25 at that time. So, meron na akong idea na, hindi na to friendly. Kasi talagang nag-uusap kami, gising kami ng 8, siya na yung mag-good morning sa akin, and then matutulog lang siya siguro up until 2. Sabi niya kasi night shift siya eh. So hanggang 2 o'clock, tutulog siya. Pagdating ng 3 o'clock, every hour magpaparamdam siya, nasaan siya, ano ginagawa niya. Tapos sa gabi, when we're both awake, kasi parehas kaming night shift sa magkaibang work, talagang kulang na lang talaga kami na lang yung magkausap. Kulang na lang magkita kami in person.
Mm-hmm.
So then, nagpatuloy yun. So yung mga co-teachers, instructors ko na updated sa buhay namin, sabi nila, parang iba na yan. Anong nangyayari? Tapos ako naman, ina-enjoy ko lang yung company. I mean, I know there's something special going on, pero ayoko pa siyang pwersahin.
Mm-hmm.
Kaya lang, syempre, as months go by, napapansin ko na, napakilala ko na siya sa lahat ng friends ko.
Mm-hmm.
Hindi niya ako pinakilala kahit sa friend, isang friend man lang.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, wala, no big deal, pero yun lang, napilala siya ng lahat. Siya hindi, wala akong kilala sa circle of friends.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, meron ding time na pinagluluto ko siya, pinagpe-prepare ko siya ng baon, meet ko siya kung saan siya sasakay, papuntang work, pero no same effort towards me.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, nung siguro by the 9th month or 10th month, yung peer pressure ng pagtatanong ng mga kaibigan namin kung ano ba kami, plus, syempre, yung personal observations ko, nagme-mekos na yan.
Mm-hmm.
Sabi ko parang, okay, meron lang ano ba kami? Yun yung tanong. So, I decided sa 10th month ng pagkakakilala namin, tatanungin ko na siya.
Mm-hmm.
So, I did it over the phone. Tinanong ko siya, ano ba talaga ako tayo? Ito bang, platonic lang ba tayo? Or, kasi nakaready naman ako kahit anong sagot. And then, he hung up. Pinatayan niya ako ng phone. Tapos, hindi niya ako sinagot the entire night. So, for me, that's an answer on its own.
Yes, that's true. That's very true.
The following morning, nag-a-apologize siya. Tapos, ang terms na ginamit niya ay, huwag daw kaming magmadali. Tapos, huwag ko rin daw i-misinterpret na yung pagbaba niya ng phone kasi daw pagod siya, ganyan. Pagod siya, papasok pa lang siya. So, parang sa akin ko, wala naman ako, wala akong mini-misinterpret, wala akong ano.
Yeah.
Pero yun na yung, I took it as the answer in itself. So,
yeah,
I distanced myself away from him. Eventually, after meeting my now husband, okay kami sa relationship namin, I found out na he has a family.
So, I see. Mm-mm.
With the talaga, yung may mga pa-great image na picture. Pero, I learned na hindi sila kasal ng girl. So, hindi ko alam kung papasok po ba sa situationship yun na naging side chick ako na hindi ko kasi talaga alam.
I hear you. I hear you, Monica.
Ayun.
You know, I sincerely think that I'm so proud of you, actually. Because what you call this, just like what you said, their behavior is already your answer. Okay? Their behavior is already your answer. And you took charge. You already took ownership and accountability of what was going on. You pretty much, from what I understand, is hindi na okay yata to, you know? And yeah, I hear you. What a plot twist talaga, you know? Excuse me. I'm super curious to know on your end, Monica. Pardon me, inom lang ng tubig. Going back. So, binabaan ka ng phone, hindi ka sinagot for the whole day, and then afterwards, binigyan ka ng mga dahilan, okay? So, afterwards, when the whole of this happened, how did that make you feel?
I was angry. Sobra. Mm-hmm. Parang, pinagluto kita, dude. At hindi ako nagluluto. Tapos, yung parents ko, Kasi ang style of care coat dating niya, merong Angel's Burger malapit sa amin. As in, tatawid lang. He never took the courage to step inside our home. Parang lagi niya akong te-text na sa labas na siya. Tapos doon kami mag-uusap for hours. So, yun sa parents ko, kasi open naman kami sa bahay, pero in-express nila yung grievance nila na tatawid lang siya. So, parang for me, dinify ko yung parents ko. Yun nga, naggumawa ako ng mga effort na hindi ko ginagawa. Tapos, ano, so nakakagalit. So, actually, I think that prompted me to download Tinder. At nag-swipe right talaga ako. Pero doon ko na-meet yung husband ko.
Oh, good so, for I guess, you!
Yeah, I know. I know. Pero, yun, I felt angry. Tapos, talagang in-release ko siya sa ibang bagay. Kasi sabi ko, kailangan i-alisin ko yung galit at inis sa sistema ko. Kasi ako'y lugi. Parang, for lack of a better term, tinarantado na niya ako for 10 months. Tapos, sinayang niya oras ko. Tapos, mag-iiyak ako pa siya. Hindi na.
You know, Monica, this makes me think. Kasi, from your kwento, parang, it would have been a great friendship if it had stayed that way, you know? And I'm really glad that you took the initiative to ask, ano ba, what's going on pa? You know, what are we ba talaga? You know, if Andrew had said, well, we're friends, you know, why, meron bang nangyari with what's going on between us na medyo hindi ka comfortable about and so on and so forth, I really wish he had been upfront, you know? Oh. And, yeah. So, I really think you made the right call with this. And it was absolute, you had every right to get angry. Because when we get angry, that already, in a sense, getting angry is actually a signal to us that tells us that a line is being crossed with us. And so now, it's up to you to discover what that line is, what that your emotions are telling you. And I'm really glad that you paid attention to your anger, Monica.
Thank you. So, yeah. That's actually you. The first time that I did it with anyone, yung talagang itanong siya. Kasi usually, I'm passive-aggressive. Pero siguro, there were signals everywhere na hindi ko ma-explain, ma-express into words at that time na parang, hey, kailangan ko talagang speak up. Kasi, I can't.
Yeah. You know, I will confess, ha, you remind me a lot of one thing that I sometimes, with Relationship Hero, kasi with our clients, no? We share this with our clients usually, na when you start speaking up, let's say, for example, when you share your boundary, or when you share an emotional need with somebody, and they get angry about it, you know, when they get angry that you establish a boundary with them, that means that they were benefiting from you not having that boundary with them. So when you think about it, Monica, what happened is, I get this feeling that you presented that boundary, hey, or even the ghost of a boundary, na what are we ba talaga, you know? Excuse me, hindi naman sa nagalit yung guys sa'yo, ano? But once you presented or expressed that need to be clearer with each other, biglang naglaho siya. So, like, going back to what you said, his behavior is already your answer. Excellent. Good for you.
Thank you.
Know? And I hope this is something that you can also, you'll eventually pass down to your kid, you know.
Actually, kasi ano, daughter siya eh. So, girl din siya. So, ayokong push around siya ng mga lalaki. Lalaki talaga, or babae. Kung sino man yung partner niya na gagano din siya sa ganong sitwasyon. I don't want that for her.
Okay. Tsaka, ano, actually, not even just because you have a daughter. Actually, any kid, I think, would benefit a lot from knowing what they're about. Boundaries are and being able to express their needs clearly na walang takot. I really think that it would help everyone eh. So, good for you. Actually, sa kwento mo, napaisip ako eh. Parang, medyo mas gets ko na. I think, when some of our parents go, ano ba yan? Hindi ba man lang kaya ng lalaking yung ano, tumuntong sa poder natin para lang ligawan ka. So, you know, it sounds very old school, but I think sa metaphor nila, at least sa idiom nila, that was one way that they understood na how people can respect each other. Eh? So it's not just a matter of, ah, kasi ano, makaluma siya, and so on and so forth. It's really more of, actually, even if he hindi yan nandiligaw, kahit na friends mo, right? If your friend cannot bring themselves to show up or to say hello man lang to your folks or to people you care about, you know, medyo magtataka ka na, diba? So, yun lang.
Alright. Just think na talaga na tumawid, tatawid lang talaga siya. Yeah. Yun lang talaga, ganun lang. Anyway, thank you po. Thank you for your time.
And thank you for sharing, Monica.
And sunod naman natin, bibigay ng kanyang sharing, sumunod na pinakamatanda dito sa group, si Kuya Rico. Kuya.
Wow, yun talaga yung description, ha? Okay, sige.
Hey, Rico, hindi. Okay lang yan. I'm just super curious. Why? How old are you?
I'm actually 27.
Good for you. I'm actually turning 40 in a few days. So you're fine. You're fine, man.
Advance happy birthday.
Oh, that's sweet of you. Thank you. One thing that I can share, folks, is, you know, your 20s are great. They're what they call this. Your 20s are there for you to make all your stupid mistakes, you know? Make all your stupid mistakes when you're 20, because that's really when you learn, you know? That is a great time. When you still make stupid mistakes when you're 20, maganda pa yung bounce back ninyo. Even
that one, I agree.
Yeah, you know, even when you're, what do you call this? This is when you find yourself in your situationships, when you find yourself getting ghosted, when you find yourself in all sorts of weird stuff, you know? Because this way, once you hit your 30s, magsisink in na yan. When, even, I mean, look, I'm already in my 40s, and, what do you call this? I wish I could say that, okay na ako, I know what life is about. No, I'm still not. We are still constantly learning, but it's just that your 20s are exciting because you still have all that physical energy. So enjoy it. So, I'm so sorry. Go for it, Rico.
Okay. Well, on my story, it happened years back at around 2020 during the height of COVID. So during that time, I was already thinking like I was already single since 2017, and over the years I started to develop feelings for someone, and let's just put her in the name of Monique. Put her in the name. Sorry.
Pwede naman Monique. So
let's put her in the name of Arlene. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So during that time, years back, I got to know Arlene through our mutual hobby, and we're actually airsofters. Mm-hmm. We play during the weekends, and sometimes during that time I didn't know that she was single, and she just found out that I was single back then through my friends. So basically what happened during around 2020, I already started to give her signs that I like her, and I really want to court her, and that's where it started, that what we call the dating phase.
Yeah.
Where we usually go out a lot, even though against the restrictions during that time, and also
hindi ka nagka-COVID.
Actually, to be honest, in my family, I am the sole survivor right now when it comes to COVID. I haven't gotten COVID even once.
Good for you.
Mm-hmm. So going back during that time, me and Arlene are already like sure to make it serious, but when it came down to the part where we wanted to lay everything out in the table, I told her that I'm going to be there for you. So everything that we've gone through is practically the same. You know my story, I know your story, we're practically the same. And the first thing that really got my attention was that she told me that if you really want to show me that you're really serious, I require you to at least court me for at least 2 years. I'm like, what, 2 years? Well, during that time, I was really serious about her, and I already told her, yeah, I'll do it, no problems on that. Then after laying everything down on the table, everything went well. Then on my birthday during that year, we actually went out, and thankfully during that time the restrictions already went down a bit, so we decided to have a date, and yeah, we I I paid for the I took care of the dinner and I picked her up and brought her home. But what happened was that after that date, I don't know what happened. It's like we've already been seeing each other since 2017, but we only started dating around 2020. And yet after that time, we also agreed that it's only going to be in a exclusive relationship, no other people. I'm not going to go after any other woman while she's not going to entertain any other guys.
Mm-hmm.
That's a clear line on.
Okay, pinag-usapan niyo yan, right?
That's a clear line that we agreed on. But then around December at that time, for the sake of clarity,
okay.
That happened around November. So on that day after November, there was a sudden change, a sudden 360 change that I've already adjusted a lot of my time for her, even to the point that sleeping at around 2 a.m. just to wait for her during that time, and even going to as much as helping her out in her somewhat household chores during the lockdown season going, because I live here in Cubao, QC, and she lives in Taguig, quite a fair distance.
Yeah.
But still, I was serious about her. And what happened there was a complete total 360 degree turn. It's like suddenly she became cold. She became all of a sudden non-responsive to my calls, my texts, everything. And even though when we decided to go out again around December to at least play, because it was already allowed during that time to play airsoft again. So we went on and played. And during that time, I already noticed majority of our communication was not only after the game, was only happening during the game. Like I told, there's someone on your left, someone on your right, need to keep down, there's people in front of us, that's it, practically just to finish and win the game. But afterwards, yeah, she sits beside me and takes a break, but I'm still trying to make a conversation with her. But every time that I noticed that I tried to even talk to her, it's like she's always distracted on her phone, and whenever she notices that I look into her phone, she's trying to hide it from me, even though I was just, when it comes to my phone, I'm open with it. I'm not hiding anything. She even has her fingerprints inside my phone, in my phone setting, so she can open it whenever she wants. I was completely transparent with her. Then after that, I had the sudden feeling that there might be another one in this type of this setting that I'm having with her. So around December, just before Christmas, I decided to go to her house directly and talked it out with her. And I asked her that, are you also seeing another guy? Because before, we made it clear to each other that this is going to be exclusive. It's only going to be you and me, no one else.
Mm-hmm.
And she even told me that there was no record of us having that type of an agreement. But ironically, as I remembered, she mentioned it to me in our messenger chat, and I just typed in the keywords and I showed it to her. Here's the proof.
Yeah.
We agreed on it, and then that's when I noticed she got pissed because I just showed her the proof that I was pertaining to, that this is only going to be exclusive between her and me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But what then, out of her sheer frustration back then, she just went on ahead and just told me straight up, like, yeah, I'm also entertaining another guy, but I'm a single woman and I have the options on actually choosing the person that I want to be with. I'm like, that's not exactly fair, because we already agreed upon it. And just the mere fact that she couldn't take or remember and uphold a simple agreement as that, it's not going to be worth my time anymore. So I just decided to cut it, and I didn't say anything else. I just told her that this is it. I have enough of it. It's done. We're done. So after I said that, I just casually walked out of the house and just went home. That's it.
You know, Rico, what they call this, you were very firm with what you needed out of, and actually tama naman yung ginawa na, number one, pinag-usapan ninyo na even through this courtship, I understand that this was still the courtship period, right? Hindi pa kayo I mean, it was courtship, but in a sense, napag-usapan ninyo that the two of you would be exclusive with each other. And I think, and yeah, I'm with you on this. You had every right to assert that, hey, and actually, I feel that you were very gentle about it. You were asking, is there somebody else? You know, are you, I just need to know what's going on. And just like what I mentioned earlier, you asserted your needs, you asserted your boundary, and she got mad. So at that point, it was quite possible she was already benefiting from what was going on. So, and just like what you said, it's not fair naman na she would go, no, we had no agreement na ganon. That's kind of called gaslight. You know, and that was not fair to you. So I think it was right. It was still, what do you call this? You know that you cannot change her behavior at this point. So you removed yourself from the equation, you know? Masakit man, Rico, but I sincerely think you did the right thing.
I'm already at the point that, I'll be frank, that when it comes to those types of situations or those types of relationships, to be honest, in my own wordings, I already had enough of that type of because even though, to be honest, recent, I even got out of a recent relationship which only lasted for only 1 year. So I think that's going to be for another topic. But
yeah, that's
from cool. from that experience before in that some sort of situationship, I already laid out everything on the table for her and we both agreed. And I'm just a simple guy and I'm just being frank. And I just already told her that before. In some way or another, I already told her that I'm ready enough, had enough of this. So that's it.
Yeah. And that's understandable. Okay. But there may be a number of things I want to share with you afterwards. But I really think you did the right thing, Rico. You focus on what you express, what your needs are in this whole thing. And of course, it's unfortunate that it happened, you know. But I sincerely think that you still did the right thing. You still respected what you needed in this, what you needed from. So this may be a good time to also focus naman on your relationship with yourself.
Next one naman is, ito, isa sa mga masasabi kong best friend ko since high school. Let's welcome Paula on the room. Yan.
Hello, Paula. Very nice to meet you online. Paula, hi. Nakamukhang nakamute.
Let's just check on her. Ayan.
Carrie Bells na ba?
So, habang wala pa si Paula, punta muna tayo kay Anne.
Sure.
Hello.
Hi, Anne. Very nice to meet you online. Thank you for joining our show.
Yes. Ayun. Nagugulat mo ako sa mga revelations dito. Pero ayun, very, very, very insightful.
Ah, I'm glad to hear that. But I'm curious, you mentioned nagugulat ka. Bakit ka, why, where is this feeling coming from? Ayan.
Ano po, parang siguro hindi lang ako sanay na may nagsishare ng mga ganong level. Kasi hindi pa naman, like hindi ko pa naman po kayo personally kilala, ganyan. Mm-hmm. Yung parang pwede ba din palang mag-share ng, yung alam niyo yun, parang confidential thoughts or experiences. Ayun.
I actually want to thank Cal for this kasi I would like to think that despite this being a podcast and, you know, possibly millions of people listening to this, no pressure, this is still a safe space, okay? So, there is no judgment, you know, your thoughts are welcome, your emotions are welcome, you know, and they are honored and cherished and important. So, yun, we're all friends. We're all here to listen and we're all here to support. So, yeah.
Ayun po. So, but curious lang din po ako kasi parang ngayon lang din naman medyo nauso yung mga terms like situationship and all. Lalo na sa Gen Z. Curious lang po ako kung halimbawa po, alam nung guy and girl na there's something special going on between them. Pero parang naghihintay yung, halimbawa yung babae, ng kung anumang confirmation or label. Parang di ba kasi both parties naman pwedeng magtanong kung ano na tayo, ano na meron. Pero kasi parang yung girl, siya yung naghihintay kasi ayaw niyang maisip nung guy na nag-a-assume na siya dahil dun sa mga pinapakita nung guy dun sa girl. So paano po yun? Like hindi mo siya kayang tanungin kasi baka nag-iisip ka na ikaw lang yung nagbibigay ng meaning kasi gusto mo na siya. Parang paano mo parang paano mo i-assess yung kung ano na ba tayo? Or paano mo siya mapoprovoke na magbigay na ng label? Parang ganun. Para malinaw na din sa'yo kung ano na ba tayo. Para malinaw sa'yo kung paano ka na mag-a-act next time na magkita kayo. Kasi hindi naman talaga kayo at hindi pwedeng maging kayo. Ganun lang talaga siya.
Parang, okay. I'm curious, Anne. That's a really interesting question. Earlier, you asked if is there a way to parang encourage the guy to speak up first? And it sounds like there's a lot of pasikot-sikot around this. And I am curious to know. Okay, like it seems like there is, and I hope that you can correct me. Okay, it's what I'm getting is there's an aversion to coming out, or rather coming out and expressing and just asking the question or expressing your needs. I'm very curious. Is this the case? Am I getting it right? Or and what's the thought process behind that?
Parang ano po? Halimbawa po, nag-date kayo ng ilang beses, tapos okay, naghihintay ka na kung ano next. Tapos pag hindi kayo nagkikita, di man lang siya nagme-message or what, parang dadaan yung dalawang days na off or buong weekends na wala siyang message, parang ano ba yun, parang meron pang something or wala lang, nakikita lang tayo, mga ganun.
You know, I sincerely think, just like what you said, you already had like 3 dates, 2 dates. It's Ab, you are still within your rights. You know, you actually have had the right from the very beginning. You have had the right from the very beginning to ask. Okay? Wala kang actually dahilan para matapos, you know. And just like what you said, the two of you, the two of these people, okay, have been seeing each other and halos there's no communication, you have every right to ask, hey, this has been going on and I'm enjoying myself and it's great, but I'm really curious what's next, because ganito yung nangyari, ganito yung na-observation, and ganito yung nararamdaman ko, you know. Now, earlier you asked then, okay, you know, that's a great point, Paola. May I return to what you just mentioned earlier? I really would love to bring that up. Earlier you mentioned na you don't want to be the one assuming. Is this correct, Anne?
Opo, opo.
Okay. Now here's what they call this. Well, here's the next question. Why would you say na masama mag-assume?
Kasi po, diba, parang nowadays, mahalaga, super iba talaga yung impact pag may label. Kasi maraming, minsan nag-assume ka lang na baka may something, pero ganun pala talaga siya. Yung mga ganun po, kasi parang, yun, lumalabas kayo, pero bakit parang wala lang? Parang ganun. Kaya mag-iisip ka din po kung ano na ba talaga siya.
Yeah. So, isn't that the point of communicating? Para hindi ka mag-assume. Or para walang mag-assume, you know? And this is why communication is important, because just like what Paola said, you know, Paola, is it okay if I read the what you wrote in chat?
Sige, basahin natin tong ano ni Paola. I think starting the conversation about your label and direction is the way to go. Things aren't reliable because they can be ignored.
There you go. Okay, so you, but simply by the act of asking, Anne, is you already wanting things to be clear. And if, let's say, for example, it's not na mag-a-assume ka na ganito yung ginagawa ng guy. Okay, let's say, for example, knock on wood, okay? If the guy says, oy, huwag ka namang assumera na we started seeing each other and so, ganyan na yung, you think na ganyan yung feelings ko. Okay, I was just asking. Thank you for making it clear. I will start behaving accordingly. And that is when, you decide what you can do for yourself next. You know that you have no control over this other person, that you cannot control how they behave around this from this point forward, but you know that you have the power to control how you behave. And that may mean moving the guy down your priority ladder. That may mean reassessing where the two of you are and what do you want to do with your time moving forward. You know, again, Anne, this is why you are making the adult choice. You are making the mature choice to ask. There is absolutely nothing wrong with that. I did that. Does that help?
Apo.
Okay. Okay.
Opo. Thank you po.
You are absolutely within your rights. You're okay. And if this guy says, "Uy, asyo meron ka naman," okay. okay. I just have to ask, you know. I have this shows us na you're not afraid. You're not afraid of what other people think of you, because really, why? Why? You have no reason. What's more important than what other people think of you is what you think of yourself, is the clarity that you are searching for. Okay lang na magmukhang tanga at first, pero you went out there and got the information you need. So, Rico, okay. Thank you. Rico has a comment. Oh, I see. Well, thank you for hanging out, Rico. It was great. Thank you for sharing your story too. Thank you. You know, maybe in the future we can listen to your other story or have you as a guest again. You know, I will. Yeah, see. Gab will call the shots there.
Yeah. All right. Ayan. So, ito. This time, naman. Since natapos na tayo kay Joanne. So here's now Paula. She's back na.
Hi, Paula. Thank you. Hi, Paula. Welcome back.
Hello,
po. Lovely to meet you.
Lovely to meet you then po. Actually, kanina, I think my internet was, connection was intermittent. Mm-hmm. Pero yun, thank you very much for this. Kasi this is actually a topic na I'm not comfortable to talk about to my friends in this mm-hmm. length. Kasi it feels kind of parang, it's nothing eh. It's kasi I had a situationship which I recently ended. It only lasted for 3 months, pero you know, even though it was short, of course, you know, it made me feel things. Ayun, and I'm not really, parang, I didn't have the space to talk about it up until now. Ang daming realizations. So mine, like I said, it only lasted for 3 months, and I actually wasn't the one who initiated it, because I wasn't looking for anything. I've been single for around 3 years now after engagement that I called off, and I'm still in the process of, you know, finding myself. So actually, unlike siguro the other people who joined, I was willing with, you know, just anything, kasi it's not a top priority. So I just wanted siguro company.
Ending an engagement is not easy. I mean, I can only imagine how difficult yes. and painful that was for you. That is no joke. So,
yes, actually, yeah, it was difficult.
Yeah, and yeah. You had every right to grieve it. You know, you have every right to grieve it. Mm-hmm. And I'm really sorry that happened. I'm glad you're here with us.
Mm-hmm. Yes, po. But I've already moved on. It was more of like, I don't want to dive into anything like serious, right? I mean, if it happens, okay lang. If it doesn't, I'm okay. But I think the only problem I had with my situationship, even though like there was mutual attraction, and I also did feel that this person allotted a significant portion of his energy towards me, is that whenever I tried to have a conversation about like, okay, where are we headed? Kasi I'm fine with an answer na we're not going anywhere. Meron din kasing factor sa kanya na he's Pakistani, so his family expects him to marry a Pakistani girl. So, you know, I understand those things na okay, sige, okay lang naman na kahit temporary thing lang, let's just enjoy what we have. Pero even that, parang he doesn't want to like define na okay, ano lang tayo, situationship lang tayo, even though we talk every day, we check up on each other every day, and we're ano, flirting na din. So parang ayun yung sa akin, it's unfair na I'm just at his disposal, kasi you know, he parang it's up to him to define things when dapat we should be having that conversation at least once lang. Kasi yeah. Gets ko na, you know, it's a casual thing. We shouldn't be talking so much about labels. Pero at least once, let's talk about, you know, ano ba tayo? Yeah. So, that was my problem with it. It's not so much that I know it's a temporary thing, it's fine. But there has to be a definition. So, ayan, I don't think he's a bad person or whatever. It's just that we're not meeting each other's expectations because he doesn't want to have a conversation about it.
Mm-hmm. I see. it sounds a lot like, so he, this guy, okay, this Pakistani guy, it sounds like, just like what you said, he didn't want to have a conversation about it. How did he behave, or how did he behave nung binibring up mo na siya?
Actually, he would straight up ignore or change the topic 3 times to na ano, kasi I already know his body clock. Ano, natutulog to ng 12 p.m. our time. So, hapon. So, sinend ko yung message na, hey, ano, where is this going? What are we? Because, you know, I'm fine with anything, but I just wanna know what I'm getting into.
That's
mga smart. Ano yun, mga 8 p.m. ko sinend. Hindi na siya nag-reply. Sabi ko, hindi, imposible tulog po. Tapos nag-reply na lang siya na, ay, hi, good morning, the next day na, hi, good morning, you just woke up. Parang sa akin, ay, he's dodging the question. And I did that. Parang nag-attempt ako ng twice up until the point na sabi ko, ay, parang I don't enjoy this anymore kasi, yeah, ano, dapat this is supposed to be fun, pero parang, yeah, I find myself wondering more, and, you know, it's not fun anymore when it's like that.
Agreed. I think that's very smart that you did that, Paula. It's not, in a way, when you think about it, consent din kasi yan eh. Na, what do you call this? I remembered coming across this idea that makes sense, you know? It's not, if it's only fun when you want it to or when you like it to, you know? So that was pretty much the case. It was used for a number of stories around, because you do need consent even in sex. However, even in relationships in general, really, you also need consent. So ang nangyayari is, from what you shared with us, you were already quite upfront with the question. You had to ask, and it was a necessary thing to ask. Now, what are we ba talaga? What's going on? Even just the what's going on. I sincerely wished that he had responded to you man lang. And you're absolutely right. It was really not fun or not cool when he said na, oh, good morning. Yeah, he's kind. He's not acknowledging your question, you know. Or I wish that he had gone, oh, I'm sorry. It was kind of difficult for me to answer that because I'm not sure, and so on and so forth. That would have already kind of jump started the conversation, you know. Even if he had just said, that question made me feel so and so. Kasi that pretty much will get the ball rolling. Now, I'm curious, Paula. So, how did you decide to end the situation?
I found myself wondering more about us na, okay, what is this? Parang I'm being kept in the dark of, like, what does he have in mind? Kasi there are times too that, like, he would joke, you know, about our future, ganon. Parang sa akin, is he just joking or is he, like, serious na? I just want to know. Pero he's not having that conversation. So I just told him na I know that we're not just friends. Kasi friends don't do these things. But at the same time, you know, I'm also not okay with, like, just, you know, being at your disposal. And I think, in a way, I got my closure kasi he did agree na we were not just friends, and then he apologized that he was unclear, pero I kept it at that na hindi, sabi ko, hindi na, I'm already ending it kasi parang I don't think anything's going to change moving forward. I mean, I still think he's a good person, but we're just not we're not meant to be.
you're a very kind person, Paula. And yeah, it's important to acknowledge that you know, there are good people, they are still good people, that they're still okay people. It's just that possibly they're not emotionally ready for you, or maybe they there are certain lessons that they need to learn. But it's not your job to be that teacher, right? And this was actually the way that you conducted yourself was really, really good. So I'm glad for you, Paula, that it went this way. So ayun, so go to round it back to you, Gab. You can see from the stories ng mga guests natin na it still really boils down to clear communication, you know. You're setting your boundaries, expressing your needs, you know, what you need from this, from whatever this is that they have going, you know. And just like what I said earlier, usually when you start setting boundaries and the other person starts getting mad, you know, or starts mistreating you, that means that they were already benefiting from something before you started setting these. So
and I agree with that.
po, di ba? So we see our guests na a number of the people they were seeing kind of vanished. Sometimes they were the and actually I think Paula, for this Pakistani guy, please correct me if I'm wrong. Okay, it sounded like he acknowledged na, oh, I think that was not fair of me to do that to you. I'm sorry. Tama ba?
Yes po, may ganun namang acknowledgement, which I appreciated.
There you go. So it does sound like this person at least takes accountability and has and can reflect on their actions. So wherever he is, you know, I hope he's okay. And you're okay too, Paula. So, yeah. Yes. So going back to you naman, Anne, earlier you said na I want to encourage you to not be afraid. Okay? Again, I right now, wala ka dapat ikatakot asking that Papa. Question. Okay? You know, if this person like again gets mad at you or gets annoyed at you and starts calling you names, yeah, that kind of speaks more about what kind of character he has rather than you, you know. One thing that I usually share with my clients is whatever a person says about you says more about them than it does about you. Okay. So if, let's say, for example, this person that you're seeing, if they, what do you call this, if they treat you well, you know, if they acknowledge, she just wants some clarity, I might not be emotionally ready for that, but at the very least, I'll be able to respond and be sincere about it, you know, and be honest about it. That's great. Good for them, you know. But if they start firing back and calling you names, ibang kaso na yun, you know? That says more about him or them than it does about them.
Opo. Siguro naghintay lang din talaga ako ng next step kasi hindi na rin nasundan after.
Well, I'm sorry. When you say ng next, what do you mean?
Yun nga po. Kasi may series of dates. Siguro mga 4 times sa mga 5 times na kaming nagkikita pero wala pa rin, alam niyo yun, walang level up. Walang assurance or walang, hindi ko alam kasi kung saan talaga siya pupunta. So, naghihintay na ako lang, ano ba tong ginagawa na, ganun.
I see. Well, again, you have every right to ask, okay? You have every right to ask. And just like we've discussed earlier, set your boundaries. Okay, set your boundaries. Like, this is more of what you are going to do, what you are not okay and not okay about receiving. And if a boundary gets crossed, what you are willing to do, okay, to protect yourself. Okay. Again, it's really more about honoring what you need rather than punishing them. So if, let's say, for example, nangyari ulit yon and you don't get the clarity you need, this is more of, you know that you cannot, babalik ako dun, you know that you can't, we cannot control the behavior of the other person. So the next best thing we can do is to remove ourselves from that situation. We remove ourselves from that equation because, you know, that is the most ethical that we think we can do within our power. So, ayun. And this is where I will use the term I used earlier. This is where you may need to reconsider this person's place on your priority ladder. It's not that iinjanin mo na siya or iiwasan mo, but it's really more of, okay, so if this person cannot or has trouble being sincere and upfront with me, I think I may need to rearrange my priority ladder. Saan ko siya ilalagay sa priorities ko? Because remember that you are also a priority. Please, huwag na huwag ninyong kakalimutan yun. You are also your own priority. So, you also have to remember where you are, what your relationship is to yourself, you know, and vis-a-vis your relationship to this person, you know. There, yun lang. So, ayun. So, back to you, Gab. Okay.
So, ayun, Miss Jeanette.
Thank you po.
So, ito, kung halimbawa na, ito, no, dahil nakwento na rin nila, and unfortunately, it did not end very well, paano natin matatapos or paano natin i-end yung isang situationship? Since, any of these two, and any of the two person's dating require yun, is asking for a label or to be in a relationship, and none of them or yung isa sa kanila eh hindi pumayag or ayaw pa na mag-push into another level. Paano dapat i-end yung isang situationship na walang nagkakaroon ng some, I think, na magkakaroon kayo ng bad terms in the end?
I see. You know, actually, Gab, just for clarity, you know, when a person asks to end the situationship, you know, by simply asking, what are we ba? You know, and this is where I will point to Paula being, ang ganda na example mo, Paula. What do you call this? I think it's really more of, we ask this question, you know, what are we? Not because we want to push it into, oh, exclusive na tapa tayo, ha? Dapat going steady na tayo, etc., etc. We don't necessarily ask that because really and truly, what we are after is clarity, right? We're not saying na, give us a label or else, be my girlfriend or else, or be my boyfriend or else. We're not holding a gun to their temples, you know, by asking that question. What we simply want is clarity. So that answer can still go into, oh, we're actually, oh, I realize we're actually dating, but we're casually dating, which is still pinag-usapan. There are still parameters na pinag-usapan na I'm into you, you're into me, we're seeing other people, but at some point, you and I are still going to have to talk about this, right? Kasi, or this can go into, actually, usually it will go into, ay, o nga pala, no, I guess this means we're dating, so maybe it's time that we exclusively date. You know, or we exclusively see each other, but we're not exactly boyfriend girlfriend yet. But just like yung nangyari nga kay Rico, na at some point the two of you will still have to decide what to do with all this time, eh? Not because you want to respect your time and you want to respect the other person's time. So going back, as I said, number one, and just like what we've seen with our guests, talk about it. Okay? Have the courage, have the maturity to ask the hard questions. And it doesn't, just because they're hard questions, it doesn't need to mean that they're painful, okay? Hindi ito, it is not the end of the world if the other person says no. It is not the end of the world if the other person says, oh, maybe I'm not cut out for this. Maybe this is not something I want, you know? It just means that, number one, they're not ready for you. Number two, there are bound to be a lot of other people out there who may be just as into you as you are into this person, you know? And number three, I remembered one thing that, like, last night when my husband and I were discussing this, we at some point lumabas sa conversation namin na a person can only meet you up to the point that they can meet themselves. So it's highly possible that simply by you asking that question, you've saved yourself the grief of being around someone who is not ready to meet themselves at the level that you are meeting them. I hope that makes sense. Okay, number two.
Yes.
All right. Number two, actually, Paula, I think you're really lucky, and I wish everyone were as upfront and sincere and mature as this Pakistani guy you got around talking to. It's ideal that this person says, I think that I still need to work on stuff within myself. I acknowledge that was not fair to you. You know, you're a great person, you're a great gal, and you deserve to be with someone, you know, who is upfront and honest. You know, we can. And Paula, just to check in with you, I'm very curious, how are you and this Pakistani guy na? Like, are you friends or chill lang kayo or more of he's just there?
We're back to being acquaintances, I guess. Okay. I mean, he knows that I'm always rooting for him. I respect him because he's also an activist, an advocate. So I respect his endeavors. But we've agreed siguro na for now we have these personal boundaries that we have to do, parang respect for the time being, kasi it's still ano, it's only been 2 weeks since that happened, so still recovering somewhat.
Yeah, that's still good, and it does sound like your parameters and your boundaries are much clearer now. See, the two of you can mutually respect each other, mutually respect each other's goals. You guys know that you are fighting the good fight, you know, fighting for the right, for fighting for good causes. But at the same time, it's essentially like, I am happy to root for you and support you, but maybe not kiss you. So we can still, so it is still possible, you know. I think for that gap, with what will help is, for one, you yourself know the intentions of what you're getting yourself in, okay? Now, when you ask this question, if, let's say, for example, you end up getting the answer you don't want, okay, but that's the truth, how will you handle this, okay? Worst case, if the worst case scenario happens, how will you handle this? Are you gonna be okay with yourself? So once you answer that question, I think the rest is all gonna be okay. Because remember, how the other person responds, that's their own responsibility. That's their own baggage. So if, let's say, for example, just like a number of people, if they ask the question, tapos magalit yung kadate nila, or biglang lalaho, igo-ghost sila, that has more to do now with the other person. That says more about their character. So yeah, if it's an all, for the sake of fairness, I think I have my own sort of situationship story to share.
So ayan po, Miss Janet, meron din po ba kayong naging experiences din before in terms of situationships?
Okay. Well, the situationship itself was kind of, it hindi din siya nalabel as situationship. It was really more of, this entirely happened after I broke off my first long-term relationship. And at that time, pretty much I was still grieving, kasi 13 years is still no joke. And ang nangyari was, nag-resurface yung isang old friend ko who also happened to be one of my first, what do you call this, first college crushes. And this guy was older than me. And I still remembered from way back when, even he was one of my workshop teachers when I was a teenager. And in college, he became an actor for some of the productions that I was part of in college. And he would tell me things like, oh, alam mo, back then, even before then, crush na kita and all that. Pero kasi, ano, things were not ideal to pursue, etc., etc. And even nung natapos ako ng college, whenever we would bump into each other, he would tell me things like, oh, you know, you were my crush before, Paisa, and so forth. But I never really paid attention to that kasi I was with somebody. Now, when I finally broke off that long-term relationship, he resurfaced. And it so happened that he wanted to pull me in to help him out with one of his productions. Kasi he was now mounting place himself, and he wanted someone who would contribute art for, what do you call this, na parang kasi kasama ng play on the side, meron siyang mini exhibit. So he needed me for that. And at some point, he also started asking me if I could write for their website. I know it's starting to get sound worse and worse. I was like, yeah, sure. I'll be glad to offer my services to you. Let me give you a quote. Let me send you a menu of my services. And then when he heard that I was asking for payment, he kind of stopped asking. There would also be times when he would call me up super late at night, and I was in the middle of inking my comics. And I think, I still joke with my friends that my nerdery saved me from the potential of being booty call, right? Because from what I understand, his conversation was starting to go in that direction. And in the same way, when it was my turn to kind of get flirt, siya yung umiiwas. And when it was just the two of us, he would be very sweet with me. He would hold my hand. He would walk me to the bus stop kung saan ako kukuha ng G-liner. But when he was around other people, in particular around other patrons and around other investors, all of a sudden nagiging very platonic yung relationship. So hindi holding hands, he would shake my hand and it would suddenly be very professional. Ayan, you're squinting, Gab, you know, you get where this is going na. So at some point, natapos din yung production, why I got my art back and so on and so forth. And then one of my friends encouraged me that, you know what, if this guy is really sincere about you, then I think he would have no problem talking about where the two of you stand, you know, over coffee. And that made sense to me, you know? That made sense to me. So, siya'y nagkamali siya to start, he ended up using my Facebook feed as his billboard. So, what he ended up doing was he posted this announcement on my Facebook page, my personal Facebook page, ha? He posted this announcement for his production company that they were accepting workshops and whatnot. And I decided to joke about it, you know. Uy naman, wag mo naman gawin akong billboard, etc., etc. What do you call this? Magpaalam ka naman, etc., etc. And he said, oh, but you're gonna keep it up there naman, right? And so on and so forth. And I said, you know what? This is not cool. And you can make it up to me by showing up for coffee. And then after noon, he apologized and he stepped away. And after that, he never showed up after. As in, he never talked to me. He did not respond to me. Back then, I was very, very hurt. And I will admit, I lashed out on text and he never responded. And maybe it was for the best. I know that I probably made a fool of myself by lashing out and sending him really angry texts. But at the same time, I guess 35, no, not 35, I was 34 at that time. Yeah, my 34, 33-year-old self needed to do that, you know. And yeah, I will not, you know, I know that probably is still in his, I know that probably is still in his messenger to this day, you know. But I can take that, I can accept that at some point I looked stupid, I left him evidence, but I don't think he's gonna be able to hold that over me now because I know better. And from that moment forward, I also learned later on that apparently he has this habit of doing this to cosplayers. So to women, he feels that he can get something out of. I realized later on that, yeah, he tried to get writing out of me. He was at the art is not a big deal. That's something that I already had. But if he was trying to get free written work out of me, I think it was just right that I asked to get paid for it. Kasi that dissuaded him, you know. So unfortunately, at some point when I was already flirting with somebody else, he and I ran into each other at a production, at somebody else's production. He was directing a student's play. And at that time, he was bad shot na siya sa akin nun, eh, you know. And take all this, he was still behaving as if walang nangyari, you know. Oh, Jeanette, oh my god, it's so nice to see you. How are you? I looked at him and gave him my best grin, and pardon my French, I responded, hi, none of your business. And take all this, after that, he said, oh, don't be that way naman. And he tried to touch my elbow and said, get your hands off me. That's not cool. And after that, I just didn't want to see him after that. I refused to even acknowledge him. So yeah, you know, and I'm glad that's done. I'm glad that that's over. So was that a situationship? Maybe, possibly. I will admit, I cried over him nung ginost ako. But I would like to think that I know better now. I know better now, you know. So that maybe he wasn't just not emotionally ready for it. Maybe he had his priority somewhere else, you know. And maybe he felt that sweet talking or being charming around people was the best way for him to get what he needed. Because he is kind of guapo naman. But at the same time, again, going back, it's not cool to try and, you know, it's not very good to try and to lead someone on. So yun lang. So was that a situationship? Maybe. Again, when I started saying that I want to have coffee with you, because he did know that it was going to lead into talking about that situationship, and it vanished. So I'm glad that happened. It sucked at that time, but I'm glad that it happened because now I'm in a good place. There. I hope that answers your question.
So ito po, siguro final na lang din. Siguro ano po yung pwede nyo maibigay na advice for those who are currently in a situationship and they didn't know what to do.
Okay, for one, I will again reiterate what I told Anne. Okay, you have every right to ask. You have every right to talk. You have every right to have your emotional needs met and your emotional bound and your personal boundaries honored, you know. And you have a right, and with that right, it is also your responsibility to communicate them. Okay, it's absolutely okay to be scared. It's okay to feel ashamed. It's okay to feel your feelings. What matters is don't let that stop you from taking care of yourself, from taking care of your needs, being there for yourself most of all, right? So because ultimately, if all our stories, my story, our guest stories, are here to point out your most important relationship is the one you have with yourself, and whether or not that other person you're in the situationship is ready or emotionally present or available to be there for you. You know, if you can be there for yourself, you're gonna be fine no matter what life will throw at you, and what this situationship will bring to your doorstep, you're gonna be okay. You know, maybe afterwards you might not feel exactly okay afterwards if it comes crashing down on your head, but you live, you'll cope, you'll be able to grow through this, and if anything, Gab and I will be cheering for you, and if you want to talk, I am, my door is always open.
And with that, Miss Jeanette, maraming salamat po sa pagsama sa ating episode, and with that, since na-invite ko na rin kay last year for the SMP episode, para na rin doon sa mga gustong mag-avail ng service ninyo as a relationship coach, paano po sila pwedeng lumapit sa inyo?
Sure, not a problem. Thank you for asking that question, Gab. Aside from coaching on Relationship Hero, you can also reach out to me through my own practice, which is Kalidum Lumen Coaching. You'll find me on Facebook, on Instagram, and on TikTok. Okay, I know that the accounts are a bit dusty and I have to take care of that, but yes, you can always message me anytime and I'll respond as soon as I can. Okay,
so ayan, maraming salamat po, Miss Jeanette Valenciano, and with that, dito na po nagtatapos ang ating kwentuhan. Maaari niyo po pakinggan ang iba pang mga episodes ng Kwentuhang Random the Podcast. Listen for free on Spotify, Radio Public, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, and Player FM.